me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
I know you gonna dig this.
Don't touch that dial.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy, the N, the P, the R, the N-E-S-T, O-R-I-O-U-S. You know it the best. Tell your sister to shave and get dressed, because I'm coming through you raw. From the north side to the left, just close the door. You know what I mean? Thursday night, man. You know, usual shit. I was thinking about this the other day, how I always say it's Thursday night. Like, people who listen to the podcast, when they download it on iTunes, they listen to it on Thursday night because it doesn't matter when they're listening to it. But I like to say that because my show is live every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on SkidRowStudios.com. Just in case you're so inclined to listen to the show live, we got live video feed and you can call in 1-800-893-9562. Well, being that we're in sunny California, although it's been kind of gloomy the last couple of days, I thought we'd talk about the impending water shortage that we've been having here in California and everybody across the U.S. has read about and whatnot. So my man, Rich Corbin, my main man, my right-hand man, the redhead with the bed, you don't stop, is here to join us. What's up, man?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Talk about a little bit of the water shortage here.
Yeah, because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. As you know, California has had the biggest drought consecutively in 3 years. So we don't have that much water, but yet the interesting thing is that California consumes a lot of water, more so than pretty much. I would say, well, I'm not sure if the statistic is going to be accurate if I say that we consume more water than any other state. But let me explain. For instance, California provides most of the agriculture that is needed for food throughout the United States. Okay, and agriculture consumes about 70% of all of the water in California. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. The other thing that's interesting is that a good majority of the bottled water that is sold throughout the United States is manufactured or it's taken from sources in California, right? Crystal Geyser and Lake Arrowhead. So those are the two bottled water companies that get it at the source, at the spring. The other two are Dasani and what the hell is the other one?
Dasani is Coke or Pepsi, right?
I think it's Coke, but I mean, there's two of them. There's Dasani and give me a second.
Well, check this out. My natural mountain spring water that I got from Trader Joe's today for only 34 cents.
Yeah, where's it coming from?
That is coming from the CG Roxanne source in Olancha, California.
Roxanne, green eggs and ham. So there it goes. There's another source right there.
Yeah. And Trader Joe's be selling a grip of this shit.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to find out what the other one is. What the hell is the other water? I think it begins with an F. Anyway, the bottled water, the point is that it's consumed, most of it is consumed in the United States, from California. The two sources I just mentioned before, Arrowhead and Crystal Geyser, are from the sources in California. The other two are bottled tap water, purified bottled, pretty much purified tap water is what Dasani and... what the hell's the name of the other damn fucking place? I had to say a fuck. I had to throw a fuck in there.
Are you trying to limit your fucks?
No, I just didn't want to throw a fuck in there right off the top. Oh, my God.
Fuck it.
Dude, I just had this article up. Anyway, there's fucking... I believe it begins with a fucking F. Hold on a second. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So the California governor basically is implementing. Let me see. So Jerry Brown, what they're doing here in California is they're, I don't know what you would call it, because they're not rationing water, but they're trying to grip on the amount of water. When I say grip, you know, tighten down on the amount of water that customers can use. Mm-hmm. And what they've done from the beginning, I mean, this is even before the drought, is that they have a tier system. So, like, for tier one, let's say you can consume or buy from your local Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, or whoever the hell is supplying you your power and water, X amount of, you know, gallons or whatever the hell the measurement is, right? Mm-hmm. After the consumption of those gallons, you go on to a tier two, which is even less of, you know, like tier one, let's say you get, you know, 100 gallons. Mm-hmm. Tier two is 50. Now, tier two is relatively more per gallon than tier one. And then tier three, you know, after that secondary tier, 50 gallons, you know, you're basically bending over.
Yeah, they do that with electricity, too.
If you use,
I think under a, what is it, a 1,000 kilowatts for the month, then it's a tier one, and anything above that goes into tier two, and then tier three, and each tier is more expensive. Let me just read this really quick here.
Please.
Total water withdrawals by state. This is 2005. This is the latest that I could find. Maybe they don't have any more studies, but more than one-fourth of the total water used in the United States in 2005 was withdrawn in California, Texas, Idaho, and Florida. California accounted for 11% of all withdrawals in the United States in 2005. Nearly three-fourths of the fresh water withdrawn in California was for irrigation, and 98% of saline water withdrawn was for thermoelectric power generation. Withdrawals in Texas accounted for about 7% of the national total and were primarily for thermoelectric power and irrigation. So, I mean, we're beating Texas by 4%.
Yeah. And Texas is also a dry state, mm-hmm. which, yeah. You know, we'll talk a little bit about Texas because they've come up with some studies about fracking.
I'm sure that a lot of water goes to the fracking,
well,
too.
Well, a lot of water goes into fracking, mm-hmm. but we'll get to that in a bit. Of course, if you don't know, it's when you fracture the earth for well mining for natural gases is fracking. And in order to frack, you have to break into the earth with hydraulic drills. But in order for it to drill down, you have to pump, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of gallons of water, not per well, but that which is another thing that we'll talk about, the waste of water or and the effects of that. In terms of seismic activity, because when you're pounding the earth that much, you're tapping into, you know, natural water sources, and then, you know, you're creating shifts in the earth's, you know, plates, which cause earthquakes. And there's statistics about this in Texas and other states, which I'll get to that in a little bit. I just want to throw out some of these other issues that we're having here in California. Aquafina is the other one. That's Dasani. Mm. Aquafina are the two waters that are purified from the faucet, so to speak, and Arrowhead and Crystal Geyser. So, you know, that brings a point right now for all you water consumers. Basically, when you're buying Dasani and Aquafina, and I knew this for a long time ago, right? Because in the beginning, they never said that this is just purified water. Mm-hmm. Unless you know the difference between the purified water and the spring water is bottled at the source, mm-hmm. natural spring, mm-hmm. right? If I'm going to pay for bottled water, you know, it's going to be either Crystal Geyser or Arrowhead. That's just my thing. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna buy Dasani and Aquafina, you're better off getting a purification filter in your house, mm-hmm. carrying your own bottles and filling them up. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a big issue. It's a big issue because, you know, all of the United States supplies of, you know, Arrowhead, Crystal Geyser, Aquafina, Dasani, coming from California, mm-hmm. which, you know, just to reiterate, there's a serious drought going on. So let me see. Governor Brown asked for a 25% cut in water use. what the fuck is this? Hold on a second. This is in 77. We're talking about 2015. Was Governor Brown also a governor of California way back when? No.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw me off. So mm-hmm. he was in the 70s?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, so then this is back in 77. This kind of came out of nowhere.
And Governor Brown's father actually had a lot to do with bringing water. I think he was the governor or something back in the day. And his father was responsible for bringing water in with Mulholland. I read some about that.
This is way back
this
when.
Is kind of a legacy for his family.
Oh,
so it's kind of ironic that his father was responsible for bringing, you know, or you know, was part of bringing all the water to California, to Los Angeles, to make it more habitable. But, you know, and now he has to turn around and find ways to save it and continue the legacy. Because, you know, I mean, we're essentially drying up. We're drying up. Where else are we going to get water from? Are we going to make it rain? No. I mean, are we going to make it snow? Because, I mean, it comes from the snow caps, you know, from the snow. And we haven't had snow fall.
Right. Right.
And
that's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue. We haven't had, it's been dry and hot, mm-hmm. and we haven't had any snow in the higher points of California where all the natural spring water comes down.
These little rains that we get, you know, it rains for like 3 or 4 days. The earth is so hard, it just flows right off into the ocean.
Oh,
it's not like anything is retained.
Oh,
and people go, oh, well, see, it's raining. We sure needed this rain.
No.
Your lawn needed the rain, and then your lawn's going to dry up in a week anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
What most people don't realize is that, well, we're in a fucking desert. Okay.
Yeah, this is a desert community.
Desert.
Exactly.
Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, is a fucking desert. Yeah. Yeah, we have public parks with lawns. We have golf courses with lawns. We have cemeteries with lawns. It's fucking ridiculous. Really, if you look at it, it's ridiculous.
Mother Nature pretty much stepped in and said, oh, you're trying to fuck with me? No, fuck you, okay? I'm not giving you any more fucking snow because you're trying to play God here.
Well, it's just crazy. But anyway, this is what I was looking for. In January 2014, Brown urged all Californians to cut water use by 20% from the previous year. This is 2014. So he wanted to get, Los Angelinos, or not Angelinos, Californians in general, to cut down their water consumption from 2013 to 2014, 25%. And the truth of the matter is, very difficult to do that, right? Because even though you have a tier system, the majority, for instance, one of the biggest neighborhoods that consumes a lot of water is Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills has all these huge mansions and these
pools
and all this other stuff. That's the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that statistic is. I live in the Valley, and every house has a fucking pool.
Yeah.
Every house has a pool. And the thing about pools is that, especially in June, July, and August, and I'll get back to Beverly Hills, is that you fill your pool up to a decent level so that the pool cleaner doesn't go while it's cleaning the pool. It doesn't come up and suck up air because there's not enough water in the pool. Or, you know, the skimmer where the water's going into the filter, you know, there's not enough water high enough for it to flow into it. So you'll hear this.
Which makes for a wonderful, wonderful sound in your backyard along with your neighbor's dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, 9 o'clock in the morning.
You got a slurping machine and a fucking dog pound in your backyard.
Dude, 9 o'clock in the morning, my fucking pump goes on and it's like... And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm trying to sleep, god damn it. So you wind up, you know, and that's also not good for the filter and the pump to be sucking air into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you try to be the right thing by the pool, you know, at the expense of, you know, Mother Nature, as we're talking about. And so what happens is that the water evaporates, man. And let me tell you something, June, July, August, and even September here when the weather's a 95, 100, bro, an inch of water in my pool will dissipate in a day. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's crazy. Maybe a day and a half, 2 days. It's a bit much. Multiply that by every house having a pool. Forget it. It's ridiculous. But the thing about Beverly Hills, the reason I mentioned Beverly Hills, because statistically, Beverly Hills is one of the neighborhoods that, consumes the most amount of water. And that statistic was brought to my attention because that's one of the neighborhoods that Jerry Brown mandated a higher percentage of saving water. So by neighborhood, they basically said, we want you to reduce your water consumption by 38%. You know, if you live in, you know, Compton, we want you to reduce your water consumption by 8%. Because it goes by the amount of water you're consuming in the first place.
Yeah, and what they should do, though, is they should make the fines greater. I mean, they're $500, but $500 to somebody who owns a $25-30 million mansion is nothing.
No, they're not being implemented because those fines have to be implemented by the local local distributor of water, LA Department of Water and Power. They don't have enough motherfuckers to go around and go, you know, you're consuming water. They would have to do it by the bill, right? Yeah. They would have to see that, you know, in 2 months you've gone past tier one and two consecutively, and you know what? Obviously, you're consuming a lot of water. But what they do is they're charging you more for more use. That's the issue. Someone who lives in Beverly Hills, forget the $500. Most of those people don't even look at their bills.
Right.
Somebody else is paying their bills for them. Right. So it's a non-issue.
Yeah, it really is a non-issue for those guys.
It's a non-issue. But anyway, as I was looking at that statistic, that paragraph there, so Brown asked for a 25% cut in water use in 77 during his first term as governor. Since then, cities have developed local storage and supplies to soften the blow of future dry years, making it harder to get residents to cut back in the current drought. So we've grown to be dependent on, don't worry about it, there's enough water. California doesn't have that luxury. But in the order issued last week or the week before, will require campuses, golf courses, cemeteries, and other large landscapes to significantly cut water use, direct local governments to replace 50 million square feet of lawns with drought-tolerant landscaping, and create a temporary rebate program for consumers who replace old water-sucking appliances with more efficient ones. Which kind of brings me to one of the first solutions for us in California, especially in Los Angeles, are lawns. So in case you didn't know, if you go to your local water supplier, in my case it's Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, LADWP.com, there are lawn rebates in which they're offering $3.75 a square foot, which, you know, it's not a bad deal. You know, it takes a little bit of work. You'll have to go to the website. You have to upload pictures of the area that you're trying to convert from sod to artificial grass or low water consuming plants and rocks and whatever.
Succulents. Flavorant succulents.
That's interesting that they call them succulents, but yet they don't suck that much water. It's just weird. So yeah, so you have to upload pictures of, you know, the lawn that you're going to be replacing or the area you're going to be replacing. You have to submit a copy of your last water bill, power and water bill. You have to submit the actual square footage of what you're going to replace, and then that gets put up on their website, and the application process winds up starting from there. Then basically, when you're done with your project, then you have to upload pictures of the renovation and I guess, you know, receipts and bills or whatever the hell you pay for, and then they'll reimburse you for $3.75 a square foot.
You know, if they really wanted to make this system work and get everybody on board, all they really have to do is just, like, you know, off the record kind of somehow just offer free blowjobs. I mean, that'll get people going.
Well,
like, that's like the bonus. They'll give you $3.75 a yard, and then you get, like, I don't know, Like maybe like a blowjob per yard or something like that. Well, that'll really instigate that. But you got to get something for the women too.
That,
you
know, that
like
might,
some patio furniture or some shit like that.
That might work for some sexual deviants. But I don't think that's going to work for like movie execs. Unless
the movie execs with their eyes wide shut parties, they'll go for the blowjobs.
No, unless
but you got to do it somehow. You got to do it kind of like discreet. You know,
no, unless you're offering blowjobs by little boys, then it becomes then the incentive gets high. It's
well,
high.
You know, how bad do you want to save water? That's what I'm saying.
Well,
how bad do you want it? There are you know.
Well, here's the deal.
Here's
my solution. No one in California should have a green lawn. Here's my solution. You walk around anybody's houses, your fucking lawn is green, you get a $500 fine. End of story. That'll stop you right off the bat from fucking putting your sprinklers on.
You know, a year ago when all this hubbub started, they showed an aerial view of Santa Barbara. And it's all brown except for one lawn. And I believe that was Oprah's lawn.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was talking about it because it just came out.
Was this, last year?
Yeah,
well,
it was last year.
Well, Santa Barbarans are very, very, very liberal people for the most part. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are you know, eco-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, it doesn't surprise me that a lot of people went and just, like, redid their lawns and put rocks. I mean, I know a couple of you that live up there. And, here's the thing. I don't think that anyone should have a green lawn. I just can't. Like myself, I have a nice lawn in the front. I can't justify watering the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I just can't. I feel bad.
Yeah, I saw an ad. It was an advertisement on a big billboard driving down Victory, and it was a billboard asking you to celebrate your dirty car. Now, I never wash my truck because it's a truck, and the dirtier it gets, the better it looks, in my opinion.
Right, because it's all fucked up.
Because it's fucked up anyway. Dings, and, you know, it's L.A. Nobody gives a shit about your car out here. But, you know, I'm like, I'm already doing that. But they're pretty much saying, don't get your car washed this week, or get your car washed once a month and let it get dirty. You know, celebrate your dirty car, you know, and then people freak out. You know. Yeah, it's like, who needs to wash your car? You know, I mean... unless, you know, people, I have a BMW or a Mercedes and the paint will get fucked up or whatever. It's like you spend $80,000 on a vehicle. The paint should be able to hold up to a little fucking dust because it's not like we're getting hail and we don't salt the roads, you know. Come on.
Well,
you cannot wash your car.
Well, here's the irony about washing your car in California. Here's the irony. Remember earlier on I said we live in a desert? Yeah, we live in a fucking desert. You know what that means? There's dust flying all over the fucking place. So I get my car clean within an hour. My fucking car is fucking covered in dust. You know why? Because we're in a desert, right? Couple that with the fact that all the lawn blower motherfuckers, they all have different times and different days when they come. They don't all come on Monday at noon. One motherfucker comes on Monday at noon. The other one comes on Tuesday at noon. The other fuck comes on Thursday. The other fuck comes on Friday. That means that every other day, my car is going to get blasted with fucking lawn dust. Which, here's another thing. You want to keep your car clean? Fucking make your lawn green, make it brown. Let it dry out. Therefore, you won't need your gardener that much, and therefore your fucking car won't get dirty that much. Think about it. One thing
it's a chain
will affect
reaction.
Another.
It's a chain reaction.
Exactly. I mean, I believe I was just looking at the different percentages that the governor has mandated different counties to have to cut. I think Sacramento has to cut. From 25 to 28%. It has to do with the amount of water that you consumed last year at this time. And depending on how much consumption you did, you're going to have to reduce it by more if you consume more, you know? So like Compton's was 8%. I remember that
right.
figure. L.A. and Long Beach, I think it's 20. But it all depends. So like I said, everyone's lawn should just be brown. Then that will force you to fucking maybe apply for this rebate that I'm talking about or do something about it because it's ridiculous.
Do what they did with the advertisement for the dirty car thing. You know what? Orange is the new black is very popular, so they should just run a big campaign. Brown is the new green. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, brown is the new green.
But here's the thing that
gets everybody
me.
Should be happy
about
brown.
You know how much water I have to water my lawn in order for it to stay semi-green? Because it's damn hot. I mean, every zone, at least 12 minutes.
Mm.
That's a lot of fucking water.
Yeah.
Multiply that by like 12 zones that I have. You're talking about an hour plus of running water
mm-hmm.
on your lawn, just mm-hmm. for your lawn. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, just to have a green lawn.
Just to have a green lawn. Add to that all the public-owned grass patches, like on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking things, they run. No one ever changes the timer on the automatic sprinkler system there. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, it rained. Let's say it rained 2 days ago. The next day, the water's going. It's like no one regulates it. I believe it's against the law now. I think he passed the law that none of those are to be watered. So you're going to see a lot of
right, yeah.
So you're going to see a lot of like brown sidewalk grass areas.
Well, in Van Nuys, if you go on Van Nuys Boulevard, the medians are all artificial turf, and they have been for a couple
oh,
years
really?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they look good. They look really
well,
good.
Well, that's the way it should be. Is that Simon? Okay. Yeah, I think Simon's on the line.
Oh,
yo, what's
shit.
Up?
Shit.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, you listening to the show or you just calling in because you just smoked a joint and you don't know what else to do with your life?
Yo, I was bunching down some Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, yeah?
But no, I can't listen to the show because I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. Well, we were just talking about water consumption and the drought in California and all that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. I read somewhere that in Seattle or in Washington. Oh yeah, this is where I read. I'm gonna say something and then which I was talking about fracking, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of water is needed to fracture the earth to drill for natural gas.
Yeah, they pump high pressure.
And so what they do is the remaining water, there's backwater that's called sludge. It has a lot of salt from
they turn it into Sailor Jerry rum.
Yeah, exactly. Sailor Jerry rum, exactly. So what they do, no, this is what I was reading. This was fucked up. Why I thought of Seattle and Washington. So a lot of this water, what they're trying to do, the dirty water that comes back up, they're trying to recycle it. Right. Mm-hmm. So that the natural gas sector industry says, well, we're at least trying to conserve some of the water that we're using. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So but you can't just recycle that water anywhere. Right. You would have to take it somewhere else and refine it, or you may have to add more water to the sludge to reduce the contaminants. Right. But there's only two places, and I believe one of them is in Washington near Seattle, where you could actually take that contaminated sludge and bury it. So I was just thinking about your hometown.
That's right under Simon's house.
You know, William Shatner proposed we build a $30 billion pipeline from Washington to California. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you something. I don't want you to get offended.
Go ahead. Tell me.
The Seattle mindset towards Southern California is they'd probably let you die. I'm just being honest.
Well,
they would probably let you die
first of all,
water shortage.
First of all, you're not
they would give up their pristine, precious.
You're not offending me, first of all. Second of all, William Shatner could go suck a cock, okay, in outer space, all right? Because unless he's going to pay 30...
I'm not saying he has it.
No, I'm saying, unless he's got $30 billion for that, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that pipeline? Anybody can say, why don't you drill a pipeline from fucking New York to California? There's plenty of snow on the East Coast.
Hey,
why don't we do that?
Motherfuckers stop having bikini car washes every Sunday.
Yeah.
Water fountains.
Yeah. That's right. Let your goldfish die. All right? Yeah. Let your fucking goldfish die, your lawn die, don't wash your car, okay? And here's another one. When you take a shower, right? Just wet yourself, right? Soap, turn the fucking shower off while you soap yourself. Once you're done washing yourself, then you turn the shower back on to rinse yourself. How's that one for a fucking oingo boingo moment?
Yo.
Boing, 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 boing.
Yo.
quit drinking all the water and start drinking Diet Mountain Dew.
Yo, rub a dub dub, tree man in a tub, you know?
But you know what another problem is, too, man, with the California is the agriculture.
Well, there you go.
What they need to do is they have an outdated system. They need to dig irrigation underneath the ground so that the ground can irrigate from underneath. What they're doing is they're spraying into the air, and they lose a lot of it.
Well,
it's like when, you know,
yeah. Well,
it's like when I freestyle in the shower and there's no one around.
When you're freestyling and profiling in the shower and no one's around, then is it worth it?
I'm hanging on the corner in a buffalo stance.
Yeah. Right? Anyway, listen, what are you doing, man? What the fuck are you doing? You driving down to Portland?
Well,
you driving down to Portland?
Things have been going really good. In slow recovery from my broken ankle. I'm doing my physical therapy. But I'm now feeling much better. I'm slowly walking. I can't really run. I can't walk fast, but I'm walking. So I'm actually headed to Three Rivers, California, near Fresno, to go camping for 3 days with my new honey boo.
Yeah.
My new girl, you know, chopping it up in a tent.
Yeah.
The marshmallows looking in each other's eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Blowing bubbles, making nature rise. You know what I mean?
Yo, blowing bubbles, drinking Lipton tea.
Yeah.
You
ooh
know,
la la.
Baby.
Ooh la la. Ah wee wee. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah. Yo, let me tell you something about that campground that you're going to. There's a little part there. I read about it where they have like volcanic sludge. I heard if you slide your fucking ankle in that sludge, it has magnificent recovery properties.
Yo, believe you me, I'm going to be shoving my ankle up a lot of shit.
Oh, my God. Yo, let me talk to you another time, you fucking crazy Jew. All right?
All right.
Yo,
check it out.
Check
it. Yo, one last thing I want to say. Yeah. Motherfuckers, conserve your water.
Yeah. No shit. No shit. No, seriously. Yo, seriously. Before you go, do you know why everywhere you go in the bathrooms, you have automatic toilet flushers or automatic fucking... or automatic light sensor, because people are fucking retarded because they don't know how to shut off the water, right?
Yeah, I don't know when at what point society reaches complete mental retardation, but I think it was when you couldn't flush a toilet anymore, when you couldn't even have a handle.
Yeah.
When society no longer could flush their own toilets, I think that was like the end. Now the plague is going to come.
Well,
wipe us out, drought, no water, and start over from a seedling of a new civilization.
No, for me,
anyways,
for me, it was when you tried to get some of the automatic soap, and then you fucking put your hand under the infrared Jedi fucking switch, and no water comes out, and I got my cock in my hand, and I'm trying to do something with myself.
Civilization ended when Rex and Effects released the song Rum Shaker.
All I want to do is say a boom, 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 say a boom, boom.
That
all right.
The end of Western civilization.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. All right, listen. Peace out, man. Enjoy your camping.
All right.
Yo, enjoy your camping. Big up fucking Simon Kaufman, you fucking camping bastard, yo. Anyway, man. Yeah, let me just throw out some agricultural statistics, because he's right. So basically, the thing about agriculture is the main causes of wasteful and unsustainable water use are, this is in agriculture, leaky irrigation systems, wasteful field application methods, cultivation of thirsty crops not suited to the environment.
Mm.
And that's the problem right there lies in that when it rains in California is not the cultivation season. The cultivation season is usually during the hot, dry months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like it's the reverse
it's
of what,
yeah.
It's backwards when you need the water.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, 70 to 80% of the water in California is used by the agricultural industry, and two of the most items that use up the most water are avocados and almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, for instance, avocados use up the most amount of water. So, for instance, let me give it to you like this. The amount of irrigated water in gallons that it takes to grow a pound of the following in California. So, avocados, you need 74.1 gallons to irrigate 1 pound of avocado. All right. Now, peaches takes 42.1 gallons. Oranges, 12.2 gallons. Tomatoes, 10.8 gallons. Strawberries, 9.8 gallons. Lettuce, 5.5. Avocados take a relatively large amount of water. And then, of course, the almonds are some of the highest food items.
Isn't it like a gallon per almond? Is it like 1 gallon per almond?
I don't know the specifics. I mean, all I know is it takes a long time. It takes a long time for to get an almond. But let me see. Let me see if I can get some of this. Let me see. Wow, what the hell is this? Hold on.
You want to make an almond? Just take like a rock and put it in your butt.
Well, here you go.
And just let it sit there.
Let it soak.
And let it soak and soften up, and then you'll get an almond.
Well, here you go.
There's another way of getting almonds.
Almonds alone use about 10% of California's total water supply each year. Just almonds. So if agriculture uses 70%, right?
Mm-hmm.
10% of that 70% mm-hmm. goes right to almonds.
Because almonds are extremely popular, especially with almond milk and people being lactose intolerant.
But here's the thing. Almonds are also the state's most lucrative exported agricultural product,
mm-hmm.
with California producing 80% of the world's supply,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Alfalfa hay requires even more water, about 15% of the state supply. About 70% of alfalfa grown in California is used in dairies. And a good portion of the rest is exported to land-poor Asian countries like Japan. In the middle of the drought, farmers are shipping fresh hay across the Pacific Ocean. The water that's locked up in exported hay amounts to about 100 billion gallons per year, enough to supply 1 million families with drinking water for a year. It's just, you know, these are numbers that are kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of crazy, but it's kind of like what we do, and none of us think about it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We don't think about it. And the problem also, let's say with almonds are fine because almonds store easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can get a pound of raw, unsalted almonds, which a very good source in protein,
mm-hmm.
in a bag. They can last you a year or two.
Oh, I've got a 3-year-old bag somewhere.
I mean, no, they can last you a year. They can last you, if it's not open. If it's open, but I mean, almonds can last you a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Avocados, on the other hand, they're highly perishable,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're picked green, and then you have to, you know, let them get ripe, you know, in your possession. Chances are you have to buy 5 or 6 of them at one shot,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, they all get ripe at the same time because, God damn it, they can't fucking just do one at a time. They all fucking get ripe at the same
time. That's why guacamole was invented.
And then you wind up throwing 3 of them out.
You know
what I mean? It's just insanity. The thing about hopefully this episode and we'll move on shortly is that I just want to bring some consciousness to my listeners because this is something that I really do think about. I mean, I do think about water consumption, and I do.
You've talked about it before on other episodes.
Well, I do. When I was a kid, I was in Puerto Rico, and I was washing my hands, and I had the water running as I'm washing my hands. So I water's running, the faucet's on, I'm wetting my hands, then I'm getting soap, and then I'm washing. All along, the water's running. My uncle said, turn the water off. And I kind of felt shamed, right? And I was, right? Because I did something wrong, yet I didn't know why or what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then he also explained to me, and this is like back in 74, right? He said to me, you know, there's only but a limited supply of water. You don't need that water running while you're washing your hands, right? You wet your hands, turn it off, wash your hands, turn it back on, rinse, turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that while I'm brushing my teeth. In other words, I wet my mouth, wet my toothbrush, shut the fucking thing off, wash my mouth, turn it back on, rinse, turn it off. And the same principle applies to taking a shower, right? I believe you can consume less water if you take a bath than taking a shower. Because you fill it up,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. I'm not a bath person, but if you're like me and you take a shower, try the scrub-a-dub-dub three men in a tub method. You know what I'm saying? Wet yourself, turn the fucking water off, soap yourself, wash yourself, turn the water back on, rinse, shut the thing off, and you're conserving a few gallons of water. A few gallons of water that you're conserving is a big deal.
Well, also, you know, the old adage, if it's yellow, it's mellow. If it's brown, send it down. And sometimes you can even consolidate the brown, you know, like, you know, like maybe flush
that.
Once a day.
I don't know about that, but
just get good fans in your bathroom and keep it closed.
That's a good point.
But here's an interesting thing. But my entire building last week, I got pictures
right
of toilets all along the front of my building because we just
renovated your toilets?
Yeah, through the LADWP, the city.
You got rebates.
We didn't get rebates. They came in and brought their own toilets in, their 1 gallon per flush toilets, and they did 12 out of the 15 units. And that's 3 toilets each.
You guys didn't have to pay for this?
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope. Okay. And now we're saving all that water.
We're doing our part. We got a caller, but let me just say this. So if you have no one coming into your house to visit, when you urinate, don't flush. You know, like save 3 urines. I mean, I do that. From one night to the next. Mm-hmm. If you get up at night, you pee. Let the flush it the next day.
Get those blue tablets and keep them. You know, those blue tablets that you drop in the tank. Yeah. So you pee in there, and then the blue disguises your yellow.
Well, they got chicken bouillons, and what you do is you take that water that's in there, Puerto Rican way. And you put it in a pot, you drop a chicken bouillon, you boil it, and you got yourself some chicken soup. Drop some noodles in there, and you're good to go.
Yellow is the new clear.
You know what I'm saying? Big up for homemade chicken soup, brother! Yes, Cole, who may have the pleasure of saluting this evening on the Nestorius Public Radio Show?
Yeah, man, can you hear me, man?
Yeah, what's happening, man? Who's this?
Yeah, man, my name is Philip. I'm calling from West Covina.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, Philip from West Covina? What's happening?
Yo, man, I just wanted to share something I've been doing for a while. You know, I got a cat, right? And I've been taking care of my cat for like 5 years now.
Right.
And he has a litter box. And one day I'm looking at the litter box, and I'm like, fuck this. Why don't I have a litter box? I don't need to be wasting water. So I bought this big pan, and I use a litter box like my fucking cat, and I scoop his shit, I scoop his piss, I scoop my shit, I scoop my piss, and no water gets wasted.
Wait a minute.
That is a brilliant idea.
You scoop your piss?
Yeah,
they got the new clumping litter now. You know, it's not the old Johnny Cat litter.
Got it. What the hell? Nice. Got it. Well, yo, that's pretty good, Philip. That's pretty good.
I got the idea because I was at my vet one time, and they had this little cartoon, and it was a cartoon of a grown man using a litter box, and I thought it was funny, but then I thought, wait a second, I should be doing that anyway. For the last 4 years, I've been using a litter box. I have this giant pan. I got a big enough bathroom. I got this giant pan. I lay the pan down. It's right next to my cat's litter box. We both take a shit. We stare at each other while we're taking a shit, and we both know we're saving water for the state.
Hey, Philip, let me ask you something.
That's awesome, dude.
Let me ask you something.
Let me give a big up to Philip.
Yeah.
Big up, Philip, you cat litter eating motherfucker, y'all. Big up your shit and pissing in the cat barn, y'all.
Philip, you've been doing this for 4 years now,
and
five years now with your cat, and shitting at the same time. Are you getting urges to maybe like try and clean yourself with your tongue,
or lick your balls,
like
or
lick your
like that?
Ass, or lick your balls, or like wipe yourself clean, or do you still use the toilet paper?
If I could lick my own ass, lick my own balls, I never would have gotten married.
That's good.
That truer words have never been spoken.
And if you're a man, right, you've tried, right?
I've tried, but I'm not that limber, not since high school. Hey, but I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead, please.
I want to say one more thing I want to say about California. You know, I understand that when California was first founded, it was a desert, like you said, still a desert. And they had cactus all over here. They ripped out the cactus and they put it in palm trees.
Right. Yeah. Fucking
cactus
retarded.
Hold water. Palm trees don't hold water. The cactus hold water.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a succulent.
Yeah. Estúpido.
So anyway, I want to say to the explorer Mulholland, fuck him.
That's right. to the Explorer of Mulholland. Fuck him. Hey, Philip, thank you for calling, man. I'm I'm going to pass that on. Johnny Cat, fuck Johnny Cat. Use that crystal litter, man.
That's seriously. I got the best idea.
All right, that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, I just want to, we were talking about conserving. I want to give a big up to this dude, Sean Seipler, okay? So Sean Seipler was a sales exec, and he left his job 7 years ago to launch this company called Clean the World, right? It's a charity dedicated to collecting and recycling leftover hotel soap for those in need, right? In many developing countries, poor hygiene and sanitation can be a death sentence. And Global Soap together, Clean the World joined another company called Global Soap, and together they've delivered 250 million bars to 99 countries. So I want to give a big up to Sean Seipler. Big up, Sean! And Clean the World along with Global Soap. Big up, Clean the World! Big up! That was a Spider-Man and air horn. That was a Spider-Man and air horn presentation. But yeah, big up to Clean the World and Global Soap. Google those two companies, but Google Clean the World. I mean, basically, you have countries like India, certain parts of India, where people don't have cleaning supplies. They don't have, they can't bathe. There's water, you know, dirty water. There's no soap.
Wash your ass.
Wash your balls.
But they can't do it. And anyway, that's, man, see, that's amazing. That's, you know, a couple of years ago, a guy... or I heard about this guy that started the paint recycling program, where they're sending paint to other, you know, to poor countries to help them, you know, make it look better. And now this guy's making them smell better, you know, with bars of soap. So you know what? You know, there's a lot of stuff we can recycle. Look around. Think about it. Maybe you could start your own business.
Yeah, conserve.
Recycling.
All I'm saying
whatever.
Is conserve. The other thing that gets me is I do travel a lot. When I go to a hotel, I specifically leave my towel up. Right? Because I don't need a... I don't change my towel every day at the house.
Right.
Why do I have to change my towel in the hotel every fucking day? Every time you get a towel that has to be washed, that's fucking gallons of water that have to be used. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sometimes some hotels have a note that say, if you leave your towel up, we won't wash it.
Right.
Et cetera. Sometimes you got to let these people know. Anyway, just be mindful. Conserve. You know? It doesn't take a lot. Half the time, it doesn't take a lot. You know? Anyway, I was reading. Oh, you know what? Before I forget, Mary Doyle Keith. I want to give a big up, man. Mary Doyle Keith, who was the model for Norman Rockwell, she posed for Norman Rockwell's Rosie the Riveter. She just passed at 92.
Oh.
So I just want to give a big up. That's one of my favorite icons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big up Rosie the Riveter. Yeah, for most of you don't know that Rosie the Riveter was a painting that was used to give women empowerment during World War II when most of the men went out to the war. Women stayed home and they worked in factories producing rivets or whatever, rubber, you know, tires or whatever the hell they were doing.
Rubber.
And in the rubber. Original painting, Rosie is having lunch and she's sitting down and she's got a pneumatic tool on her lap, and she's her foot is on top of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Mm.
So it was a subliminal thing. So anyway, she died. It's an interesting story. Google her, Rosie the Riveter and Mary Doyle Keith.
Interestingly enough, she was a librarian. She actually never touched a rivet gun. She worked for the city, and she was the neighbor of Norman Rockwell.
That's right. She was the neighbor of Norman Rockwell. Good call there, pal. Good call.
I got that right. I was completely guessing.
No, you weren't. She's right. She was the neighbor. she was Norman's neighbor. So on a lighter note, since we're talking about women's empowerment, I just wanted to bring this fucking article. $6.5 million was awarded to strippers who say club took their lap dance tips.
Mm.
So over 200 dancers have been awarded $6.5 million by a jury after they say the strip club they work for illegally took their tips. The verdict was read on Thursday morning in a class action lawsuit filed by lead plaintiff Queenus Hills against Paradise Showgirls in the City of Industry. That's here in California. Mm-hmm. According to the suit, 249 women alleged the club withheld the tips they earned from private dances in the club. The club's attorney said the club was legally entitled to some of the money as a rental fee for the lap dance booths and VIP rooms. It's just like renting stage time. We operate like a theater. Ernest, a friend, says she told Fox 11. He added that the club will appeal the verdict. We think it's wrong. And the managers at Paradise Showgirls admit they took $14 for every lap dance and $100 for every VIP dance in a private room. Although jurors agreed it was fair for the club to charge rent, they said the law made it pretty clear which side to come down on. They didn't have a contract that would say that they had to pay the rent, said Linda Robbins, because there were contracts missing that made it very difficult to prove anything. Hills' attorney, K.L. Miles, says California state law allows for exotic dancers to treat money from customers as tips. Under the state's labor code, employers are not entitled to any tips or gratuities.
Correct.
So there it is. So if you're getting paid by tips, the boss can suck a dick. That's how it works. He can't take your money. So there it is. Big up to the girls at Paradise Showgirls, you fucking boom my god.
You know what they're going to do, though? They're going to start calling it a service charge rather than a gratuity.
Well, they're going to win.
When they do that, the company can take whatever the fuck it wants because a service charge is different than a gratuity. It is.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. But that's only good in the service industry, like in restaurants and stuff like that.
You can charge a service charge to anybody. There's a service charge for delivering a pizza.
No, I get that. If the charge is going through the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the dancer and somebody's giving you a cash tip, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
When you're renting a private lap dance or a VIP, whatever the fuck, I'm assuming that you can charge it, right? I'm assuming you can charge that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. And that's where the club takes their money and then gives you the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the club has to do is write a contract, according to what the jurors were saying, that there was no contract.
Right.
All you have to do is when you hire the strippers, say, listen, for every VIP dance that you have, you know, you charge $150, $100 has to go to the club. Contract. You agree upon it. Mm-hmm. There's no issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And $6.5 million is a lot of money. So it's kind of crazy. I wanted to read this other thing, talking about judges ordering this, that, and the other. So a judge orders California to pay for an inmate sex change operation. Now, this is straight up. Los Angeles, a federal judge in San Francisco has ordered California to pay for a sex change operation for a biologically male prisoner that could cause as much cost as much as $100,000. U.S. District Court Judge John Tigger ruled Thursday that Michelle Lael B. Norsworthy, who was born Jeffrey Brian Norsworthy, should undergo gender reassignment surgery at the state's expense to ensure her constitutional rights are met. I just want to say this. Fuck your constitutional rights, okay? Before I go forward, I just want to say Norsworthy has been in prison since 1987 and is serving 17 years to life for the 1985 shooting death of an acquaintance, according to the Orange County Register newspaper. She's 51 years old, started to identify as a woman in the 1990s, obviously when she was in jail, and was diagnosed in January 2000 with gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. So I just want to say this. I don't know where the fuck in this country it became a priority to honor fucking convicts' rights, okay? There are people in this fucking world, especially in our fucking country, that pay their taxes, they go to work, that are productive members of society, that are trying to make a better, you know, better life for themselves, and they don't get their fucking rights protected.
Mm-hmm.
You get these scumbags that are in fucking incarcerated for murder, no less, and you're talking about their fucking rights. Gender reassignment, let me give you something. Let me give you a little clue here. When you go to jail and you're a man and you want to get fucked in the bunghole, you don't need to have gender reassignment surgery. All you got to do is bend over. You'll have more than 500 motherfuckers willing to fucking foop you in the poop hole. okay? You don't need gender reassignment surgery. I don't even understand this. Does it make any sense?
You know, if it's my tax dollars, I think that we should all get to vote on how big the new tits are, and we should get to vote what color this person's new hair is going to be. Also, here's the thing. I think that if it's our money, we should be able to choose whether or not, because this dude is fucking ugly. And there's going to be an ugly woman coming out of this. Yeah, man, this is like just too ugly to be turning into a woman. So I think and it's our money. So we should be able to have the say whether or not, we want another ugly person running around.
Does anybody ask you?
As a guy, he looks good as a guy. You know.
Does anybody ask you where you want your fucking tax dollars to go? They never send me an email.
Nobody asks
you. I never get a fucking
call. They'll never ask you.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucking ridiculous. So this motherfucker is out of his mind. I say we all call our fucking, we should call U.S. District Court and send Judge John Tigger, spelled T-I-G-A-R, send him a fucking letter and tell him if he really believes in Mr. Norsworthy gender reassignment surgery, that he should fucking pay for it out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
Okay? We shouldn't have to foot that bill.
Absolutely.
All right? What do you guys think? Anyway, our time has come. It's time. The time has come to say goodbye. So I just want to say this. You know, we're coming up on our 100th episode. I said this two episodes ago. We're coming up on our 100th episode. This is what I want to do, right? For all you people who are fans of the show and you have not yet posted a review, if you post a 4+ star review in iTunes, just go to iTunes, go to Nestorius Public Radio, just like when you subscribed, and there'll be a review section. Post a review, 4+ stars, okay? Nice review. You know, Ness is funny, Rich is crazy, whatever. You know, take a screen grab of that. All right. And email it to me at Nestorius@yahoo.com. I got some shirts. And for the 100th review, being that our 100th episode is coming up, I'm going to send a nice surprise to the 100th review. It'll be nice. You'll like it. All right.
Aww.
So that's our show. Big up. Big up for Simon for calling us. And big up for all the motherfuckers that listen and support the show. Every Thursday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time Standard Time. Hit us up on Facebook, Nestorius Public Radio.
Me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta encourage me the whole way along.